T-minus 56. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. Jesus. Mr. Bird sighed, immediately rising to his feet after Phil's revelation that he had driven half the night to get his hands on a supposedly telepathy-blocking device. See you in the morning, Henry. And Phil, I guess I'll see you too if you make it through the overdose of crazy pills you obviously took sometime yesterday. There's no telepathy to block, Henry said, slightly more patient with Phil's admittedly crazy notion, but still not understanding how an otherwise smart man had fallen into this kind of trap. The messengers have better things to do than listen in to what you're thinking. And besides, they told Dan they're never going to use it on people again. Phil nodded. Henry, I trust the aliens and I trust your boys, the girls too. But Godfrey, Slater, China, do you trust them? If they figure out these uplift powers, that's bad news. But let me just say, okay, these are an investment. Because I'm with you on what you just said, but a lot of people aren't. And Greater X mentioned telepathy in a Hungarian interview that's going to spread wide as soon as one of the networks or some online influencer picks it up. These were a lot more expensive tonight than they would have been a few days ago. But in a week's time, it's going to look like the bargain of the century. Henry's posture relaxed with the knowledge that Phil hadn't totally lost it. In fact, he was just being his usual entrepreneurial self. You know what I'm wondering now, though, right? How I found out what Greater X said, Phil correctly guessed. A Hungarian guy posted it in one of my closed prepping groups. I translated the article and made sure it was all legit, because those kinds of inflated value scams are a dime a dozen these days. A couple of guys said they had some Greater X 3000s lying around, you know, for the comms benefits, and offers started flying. But you know me, Henry, I don't buy in a frenzy. Straight away, I went to some of the open groups, where any Tom, Dick, or Harry can get in without a referral. More money than sense, those guys, always the way. So I asked if anyone had some Greater X 3000s they didn't need. One guy came back right away, said he had 30, asked how many I needed. You never say I'll take them all, because that's the red flag right there. Henry held Phil's eyes. He was a lot of things, but crazy really wasn't one of them. And the price has gone up already because of all the talk, but that's nothing compared to what's coming. Remember yesterday when we all saw that Blitz thing about home-proofing? That asshole Geller talked about the Holy Grail being a wearable item that would protect you from telepathic intrusion wherever you are. Well, Henry boy, this old thing is it. She just doesn't know it yet. Outside of certain circles, no one knows it yet. So just because this Greater X guy said it, people believe it? Henry asked. Phil shrugged. But what's so special about this thing that you can't make a replica for way less money? Partly the name, Phil admitted. Greater X was a genius, still is. He invented all kinds of stuff, and it's not like these things are still being made. He doesn't make any money from scarcity-driven inflation on the secondhand market. He basically said this can work exactly like the active home-proofing products that transmit blocking signals from your roof tiles, except it does it from your head. And he thinks the bone conduction element can make these even better. The modulation and the transmission power are way better than anything you could buy today because of all the restrictions on radio tech these days, but it's really the name that's going to drive the price to Crazy Town. I'm not an expert on electronics, so don't grill me on that part. I'm just a businessman who spotted some gold dressed as clay. Henry reached out to take the headset from Phil, keen to try it on. Home-proofing is snake oil, he said, getting that disclaimer out of the way. But I get it. If that made sense, which it doesn't, this thing would make all the sense in the world. Behind your head, then clip it over your ears, Phil said, helping Henry get the headset in place. The little box with the battery and the receiver inside it just kind of rests against your head. Henry followed these instructions, soon finding that clipping the item's legs over his ears made him feel almost like he was wearing lensless sunglasses on the back of his head. Okay, what am I thinking? He asked, trying not to laugh. I wish I was as smart as that asshole Norris, Phil replied, making no such effort to contain his amusement. But shit, we forgot to switch it on. No wonder I could read your mind, Henry boy. Phil reached behind Henry's head and flicked the switch. Loud, Henry said, instinctively pulling the headset away from his ears. It must be on receive. I was picking up music. Henry chuckled and put the headset back in the bag, alongside the other nine.
So, how much did you pay? Henry asked.
$3,000,
Phil casually replied. This time, Henry was both surprised to get any answer and amazed by the amount.
$3,000 for a bunch of 20-year-old radios?
Each, Phil said deadpan.
$3,000, each.
Henry didn't laugh, because he knew Phil wasn't joking. Phil Norris was a lot of things, and right now crazy did seem to be one of them.
You'll see,
Phil said, turning off the main light behind the bar and tipping his head for Henry to make a move.
You'll see.